is Charles Willie. Colebrook is my hometown, I think, as many of you here know. I live in Leamington, Vermont, however, and I have to apologize for that. It's 1 mile that away. But the old family farm, which we've had for 200 years, is in East Colebrook. And where we're situated, if that line is built, we'll see that ugly thing. The wind towers are bad enough. I'd like to go on record as being opposed to Northern Pass Project in any form. Anyone who treasures the North Country should accept nothing less. Northern Coos County is the jewel of the state of New Hampshire. Its mixture of rolling farmlands interspersed amongst mixed hardwoods and sprucewood forests is indeed unique in the state of New Hampshire. And if you consider this area, New Hampshire's Hope Diamond, Northern Pass wants you to accept a major flaw completely through it. Northern Pass must not be allowed to bisect this rare jewel any more than this country would stand for a similar project bisecting Yosemite National Park. And this is our Yosemite National Park. Even a buried transmission line is a travesty and unacceptable. I don't know if any of you really understand how bad it would look. It's 150-foot wide clearing bisecting the entire county. It would be an ugly scar defacing the entire area. And what you may not have thought of is that the construction and the maintenance would require a substantial road network its entire length. In essence, giving this North Country a developed look that already scars the rest of the state. I don't believe anyone has significantly addressed wildlife impacts, although a couple have touched on it. But as a former wildlife biologist, I can assure you that the wildlife impacts will be substantial. 1,000 acres of Coos County wildlife habitat will be destroyed. And unless wildlife corridors are established, like on the 450 KVD sea line in northeastern Vermont, the line would tend to isolate sensitive wildlife populations to either side of the line. A potential alternative route exists, buried within or at the edge of the existing 450 KVDC line that bisects Essex County, and I was intimately involved with that and am largely responsible for 52 wildlife crossings coincidentally being established along that entire line. Northern Pass had better consider that because they're not welcome here. Thank you.